The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
22-1900 actionhomeservices.com.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to hang out together, talk about stuff going on. I call them matters that matter, issues of significance that you and I need to get informed about. But the whole point is, let's get informed, and then let's find ways to get involved. Make a life-changing, life-affirming difference in our culture. And speaking of forces that shape any culture, none is greater, in my view, than the power of music. And many of you know that already. On Monday, July 1st, 7 p.m., multi-platinum artist, best-selling author, acclaimed actor, and devout follower of the Lord Jesus, I think that's top of the list, Michael W. Smith will be live in concert with True North Symphony Orchestra and Chorus here at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., David Hamilton conducting. Michael, it's always an honor to have you on the show. I know folks are going to be looking forward to this visit on July 1st. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's good to be back on. Thanks for having me.
What can you tell us first about this particular evening? It's focusing in on our freedoms, isn't it?
It is. It's maybe just a little bit more patriotic, but, you know, obviously you're going to, you know, if I didn't do Friends, I'd be in big trouble. So, you know, you're gonna hear that with a choir and an orchestra, which is really very unusual. We haven't done that very often. And probably more inspired because I sang Friends at, you know, at my great friend, President George Herbert Walker Bush's funeral. He loved that song. And I think it's the first time I've ever done it with a choir and an orchestra. So I'm sure I'll dedicate to that dear man who was a great friend once again on July 1st. And it's great to be coming back to the Kennedy Center. What a fabulous place.
Well, on that particular memorial service, I happened to see a video of that powerful service, and especially what you shared and the fact that that was, I believe, a song, perhaps one of yours, that was a favorite of Herbert Walker Bush's. Am I right?
He loved it. He, you know, I had to sing it for my supper many, many times. And that, that's the very last thing he said to me. We were in Kennebunkport. Deb and I went up to visit with him. We gave him a hug and told him we loved him. And then all of a sudden he pointed his finger in the air and he said, friends are friends forever. That's the very last thing he said to us. And I remember us walking outside and going, oh, my gosh, that might be the last thing he ever says to us. And little did we know that, you know, 4 months later he would, not even that, because, you know, less than that, he would take a turn for the worse and would cross to the other side. So, but I learned a lot from that man. I really did. Just he did such a tender heart and how he loved his family and always putting people before himself. And he never liked to talk about himself and his successes. He would always divert, you know, the conversation to something else. He didn't want it to be about him.
Well, he certainly was a man of high achievement in so many different areas. I was reading a bit ago, and I think we may have talked about this last time. Back in 2015, you were still grieving over the loss of your own dad, and you actually thought it might be a few years before you did any recording at all, But then I read that you talked with your team back in 2017 and said, I don't want to do the same thing over. How has that whole transition worked out for you? And through the years, what have been some of the moments that have been most transitional for you in your own ministry and music?
Well, you know, I think any time that you go through a bit of trauma, and especially losing your dad, nobody, you're never really ready to say goodbye to your own father. You know, life takes a turn. You know, you sort of you kind of stand back and take a bigger view of what's going on, and you just even have moments of doubt of going, "Gosh, am I supposed to do this anymore? I've lost my creativity. I'm grieving my dad." And you know, and all that passes. Believe it or not, I still miss dad terribly. But I mean, gosh, if anybody would want me to carry on, it'd be my own father. He was my biggest fan, you know. So, you know, it's just life takes different turns, and all of a sudden you feel like you're back in the saddle again and you can't hit record quick enough. I mean, it's just the songs start gushing out of you. They kind of, as I say, all my favorite things, they kind of fall out of the sky, and I just happen to catch them. And that sort of thing is happening now. You know, last year I did two records in back-to-back weeks, which I'd never done that before, which is pretty insane, actually. Glad I didn't end up in the hospital. But, you know, I released a worship record and a pop record back-to-back weeks, and I don't regret it. I had the energy for it, and I felt like it was a God idea. And so, you know, I'm just continuing to just reinvent myself. And I think, you know, you just to do that and stay true to who you are, that's the challenge. And Don, honestly, I feel like my best work is coming. I know that's not an egotistical statement at all. I feel energized, and I feel more confident in my calling, and I don't care if I win any more awards. I don't really care what people think, which is very free. So it's a good season. It really is, and I'm very grateful.
Well, I'm not surprised at that. As you're saying it, I'm reminding of the Lord's words in John 15, talking about the vine and branches. And as we both know, there's a progression to fruit bearing. He says, "My Father's glorified when you bear fruit, much fruit, and ultimately abundant fruit, and that your fruit be eternal or have an enduring quality to it." And I hear that happening in your ministry as well.
Well, I'm grateful. Thank God for a great, an amazing wife. And, you know, the people who mentored me along the way, you know, my pastor, Don Pinto, who's mentored me for 37 years, we still walk together. And you know, you just surround yourself with good people, you know, because we're all, you know, we all have the potential of falling off a cliff. And I plan on finishing well. I just am. And I believe the wind is at my back, and that's my goal. I'm going to finish well. I'm not going to give in to some sort of crazy pleasure and just totally blow it. What a awful thing to happen. So, and I think as you get older, you get a little wiser, and I'm telling you what, about the time you think you got it figured out, you know, Satan's kind of coming at you with another temptation. So you just got to, you got to stay on your A game. You got to stay focused. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. You stay focused and let's stay straight ahead. And then I think God honors that, and he'll give you the energy to survive success, which is probably maybe one of my greatest achievements, if I could mention one. So.
Well, that's so important. One more question. What can folks look forward to on July 1st at the Kennedy Center? Anything particular you'd like them to really watch for or anticipate?
Well, I think it's going to be majestic, Don. I mean, you know, there's something about an orchestra playing these songs, and you've got a 250-voice choir. I mean, it's kind of one of those nights that I believe has the potential to be unforgettable. I mean, I just continue to look at the song list, you know, what we've got planned on playing, and I'm just going, man, I just hope I can get through the night and not cry. You know, and I've been through it too. I love this country. I love the principles it was founded upon. You know, I cry every time I sing the Star Spangled Banner, you know. So there's those moments, I think, during the night that I just think are going to be magical, and I think people are going to have an experience. And, I mean, my hope is that they'll never, ever forget it.
Amen to that. Good to talk with you. I hope we can do it again soon. We'll be praying the Lord keeps you strong and finish strong, as you just said, as all of us want to. But it's a good prayer for us to pray for you as well with all the challenges you have, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and I pray the same for you as well. And thanks again for having me.
Michael W. Smith, live in concert at the Kennedy Center. Honoring Freedom is the theme that night, Monday, July 1st, 7 p.m. You can get tickets at kennedy-center.org. kennedy-center.org. This is one of those chances to hear one of the great artists, and as he said, he's going to be singing with a full orchestra behind him, the True North Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, at the Kennedy Center. Again, July 1st, 7 p.m. Get your tickets at kennedy-center.org.
Message and bigger rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, Don Crow here for A Action Home Services. Are you looking for electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service? Do what I do. Call the company that operates with biblical values as their guiding principle, A Action Home Services. For over 40 years, this family-owned business has enriched the lives of people like you, our WAVA listeners. So for electrical, plumbing, or HVAC, call A Action Home Services, 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. The Coptic Christians in Egypt held their annual conference here in D.C. last week. Joining us to talk more about one of the earliest and oldest groups in the history of Christianity and their current sufferings and adversities is Luanne Sabatier, Director of Communications with 21 Wilberforce. It is an international religious and human rights advocacy organization based here in D.C. Their website, by the way, is 21wilberforce.org, 21wilberforce.org. Luanne, welcome once again to the show. And first of all, who are the Copts, if you will?
Good afternoon, Don. Well, the Copts are a segment of society and culture in Egypt that have been there since the millennia. They represent there's a population of about 95 million in Egypt, and currently 10 million, or about 10%, 9% of the population are Coptic Christians. And Coptic Christians have been persecuted. They are some of the earliest followers of Christ. And they've seen hostile rulers come and go, from the Greeks and Romans to the Turks and Arabs to the current government today.
And they, of course, have, as we know, very early connection with the saga, if you will, of Joseph and Mary and Christ at the very beginning of the Christian faith.
Absolutely. And right now, they are the largest Christian and non-Muslim community, by the way, in the entire Middle East. So what's interesting, majority are Orthodox. There are about a million evangelical Christians there and about 250,000 Catholics. But what's happening right now, despite some cosmetic changes, Egypt's Coptic Christian community continue to suffer daily, and both at the hands of, they've got government persecution, and then really social hostility, which is becoming more and more a radicalized society. I think we all remember seeing ISIS, the men in the orange jumpsuits who were decapitated by ISIS a couple of years ago, and they were Coptic Christians. And so some of the fanatic and Islamists are doing arbitrary things, besides discrimination, church closures, or just gunfire opened up in the middle of a Coptic church service for no reason and no warning.
And in addition to that violent expression of rage against them and really outright terrorism against them by, as you've just said, the fanatical Islamists and others, I've talked about this, I mentioned in the earlier hour, teasing our conversation upcoming, that really this is where, for me and for this program, addressing the issues of the persecuted church started back in early 1998 with a dear friend, now passed and on with the Lord, Nagi Kerr, an Egyptian mm-hmm. Coptic. And we talked about early on the second class citizenship, as it were, of the Coptic Christians, the abuse of their rights. For example, if I remember talking with Nagi about the fact that if they had to repair churches for their churches, often they couldn't even get permits to do that, and much more. So there's been an ongoing systemic persecution against them for decades.
Absolutely. They are treated like second-class citizens. I mean, they continue to be disparaged and discriminated against. By the way, in official textbooks, in the school systems, in the state-controlled media, in government positions, as well as the administration of justice, or they can't have access to important government jobs. There are several communities, Don, where Coptic Christians are the majority, but they're not allowed to run for mayor, for example. So all of these things together have fostered this culture of violence against them.
Now, what can you tell us about this recent event here in Washington, D.C.?
Well, Coptic, I'd like to bring this organization to the attention of your listeners, or at least remind them. There is a wonderful advocacy organization called Coptic Solidarity, and primarily based in the U.S., but has people who are supporters or encouragers or pray for them around the world. And by the way, the leadership of Coptic Solidarity are Coptic Christians, but you do not have to be a Coptic Christian to get involved and to learn about their issues and advocate for them. Once a year, they bring together all kinds of speakers. Matter of fact, their keynote speaker was Pastor Andrew Brunson from Turkey. You know, he although he was in Turkey, he understands in the Middle East the importance of the Coptic Christian community. And so he and Miriam Ibrahim from even Sudan came. A lot of persecuted Christians from all over the world came to speak up. You know, unfortunately, if there's not slaughter or the latest news story there, we tend to forget. And the Coptic Christians, you know, we all hear about what's happening in Syria and Iraq and Iran, but in Egypt, because the leader there appears to be friendly to America and appears to be supportive of the Copts, and I will use the word appear, we tend not to hear so much about them. And they are in a dire situation. They are in a huge fight against violent extremism, Don. And one of the things, there is a congressman, French Hill, who, matter of fact, has introduced a resolution in Congress and has 50 representatives signed on so far as his co-sponsor, saying, as the American government, let's recognize their historic importance, not only in the Middle East and to Christianity, but in the U.S. relationship, and trying to stand up and get behind the rights and opportunities of the Coptic Christians. That's called House Resolution 49. It's still working its way, Don. It may get, you know, be another 6 months to a year before we see that pass, but hopefully it will. And I remind your listeners, so why would a bill passed in our Congress help them? Sometimes if the U.S. government takes leadership and urges Egypt to end this culture of impunity for attacks on Coptic Christians, it could be a huge step forward.
That's H.R. 49, and apparently it's still in process.
Right. And, you know, an average bill can take 2 to 4 years to become law. But this was only introduced in January of this year, and immediately, I'm talking, Don, in just a couple, 2 to 3, 4 weeks, 50 members of Congress signed on. And so it's got some good traction out the gate. But, you know, if your congressman hears from you and says HRES 49 is important, what are you doing to help the Coptic Christians in the Middle East? You know, they will respond sometimes. And sometimes, Don, it's not that their congressman or senator, you know, aren't interested. It's just, you know, bringing it to their attention.
Again,
HR 49.
And it is, in fact, a call on the Egyptian government to change how it's treating the Coptic Christians, right?
Exactly.
One final question. What is the relationship between the Coptic Christians and the evangelical community? It has not always been amenable, has it?
I think it's had its ups and downs, but I will say that even a large group, cohort of evangelicals went to Egypt and met with many Coptic Christians even the beginning of this year or during the winter. And so I think on both sides, the olive branches are out. No, I you're absolutely right. I don't always think it's been the best of relationships, but I think that they're seeing that they need to bridge across whatever divides, and that we are all followers of Christ and try to find ways to come in and support our brothers and sisters over there.
On that note, we'll have to break, but always good to talk with you. We'll do it again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, that is Lou Anne Sabatier. She is the Director of Communications with 21 Wilberforce, 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative, but the short is 21wilberforce.org on the web, 21wilberforce.org. You can check out this and other issues. That bill, again, is HR 49. It's a bill that calls for the Egyptian government to change, improve their treatment of Coptic Christians. And as the as Luann noted, it's coming from a very diverse cross-section of members of Congress. Has some 50 co-sponsors.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What is my family Blu-ray pick of the week? Well, how about Dumbo? Now, I know this flopped at the box office like a giant set of elephant ears, but I think for the small screen and a family night in, it's not a bad choice at all. This live-action version of the Disney original has several thrills, laughs, and entertaining moments. Now, for my full review, head over to mungleshow.com. And again, that's Dumbo, rated PG, now available on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
This report is sponsored by Clean Air Partners and WGL. Capitol Beltway is trying to recover from an accident on the Outer Loop in Bethesda, where your right shoulder is going to be occupied at River Road near exit 39. Also, heavy delays on the Outer Loop, more than 45 minutes between Branch Avenue up through to the Greenbelt. Also, similar delays, more than 40 minutes of congestion between 270 Spur over through to Little River Turnpike. Inner Loop also more stop and go. Congestion about an hour and 15 minutes between Old Georgetown Road and Pennsylvania Avenue.
Save money and the environment. When cooling your home this summer, set your thermostat up a couple of degrees and use a fan to keep cool. Find more Breathe Easy tips at cleanairpartners.net.
I'm Taryn Galbraith, traffic on WAVA.
Partly cloudy and humid tonight with a shower or thunderstorm crossing parts of the area, low 73. Remaining humid and quite warm tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sunshine, high near 90. Patchy clouds tomorrow night, low 72. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Wednesday with another hot afternoon, high 93. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Carl Erickson.
Got to tell you, we are really making great progress in our campaign with ALM, American Leprosy Missions. As of now, we just need 188 more children to be provided with a cure for leprosy, and that will reach our goal of 1,000 boys and girls in some 8 countries all over the world, 16 in all, but ALM's working in 8 of those countries right now that are suffering the scourge of leprosy. So I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank those of you who've given. You've given generously. You've given anywhere from one child to 10 to 20 and more. And all it takes is a $30 one-time gift to provide a lifetime cure for leprosy for a boy or girl in one of these countries. That's all it takes. So for the rest of this hour, we're going to go back to the campaign. Please stay with us. If you've given, pray that others will as well. But if you haven't given, listen closely. It's very easy to do. We need your help right now to wrap this up.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
I have struggled my whole life. Everyone hates me and discriminates against me. They won't let me touch anything. I can't use the water pump. I can't touch the food utensils. And I am living in this cave beside the animals. It is a very bad situation for me, but I don't have any other options.
I don't have any other options, living with the animals.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine just having to live in the barn just outside your village with all the animals that are there because no one will come near you? You can't use the water pump. You can't go anywhere that your family is. And today, you are restoring a woman like that, a child like that, a man like that, to the dignity they deserve. That they were created in the image of God, and they have a dignity that comes with that. But leprosy strips all of that away. Today, you can give that back to them in Jesus' name, and, of course, deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is actually, obviously, not just making a difference for time and for the temporal, but also for the eternal.
We ought to make note of the fact as well, or pay attention to the fact that if you look at Jesus' ministry, he ministered a lot to the lepers. Mm-hmm. It was a major problem then and is now. I don't think anything's changed as far as his heart. Mm. He went out of his way to minister to the untouchables.
Yeah, well, what is the longest uninterrupted period of time that we have in the Bible in red, the letters in red? What is the longest period of time that Jesus spoke? Like, we have a whole long string. It's a Sermon on the Mount, isn't it? What is the very first thing he did after the Sermon on the Mount?
Mm-hmm.
Read Matthew 8, I guess, and read the very first thing. It was the man with leprosy. The very first thing he did. I mean, if you had a highlight of Jesus' 3 years on earth in his ministry, certainly one of those would be the Sermon on the Mount. So many things contained in one long string of instruction from the Lord. And at the end of that, so at the end of this highest thing he really did in terms of his words, obviously we know what the highest thing that he did was, but I'm talking about in terms of teaching.
Yeah.
The most intense teaching, the first thing he did after that was cured a man of leprosy. And so today, I mean, this is a Christ-like thing to do. And I would also say this. There are lots of things that we do at WAVA. There are lots of things throughout the year that we do. And some of those things are, you know, whether it's feeding people or water purification or whatever, all those things are great to do. But this is unique. This is a very different thing. This isn't like any other opportunity the rest of the year on this radio station. And so it's good if we all do some of those other things. Maybe you do the one in November and somebody else does the one in March or whatever. But this is one we all can do. Everybody can do this together today and say, I want to be a part of it. I want to cure a child of leprosy, or 5 or 10 or 20 or 100. Our goal this half hour is to cure 50 children of leprosy. And I hope you'll call right now. It's toll-free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980.
$30 does that. Think of that. A one-time gift of $30 does that for one child. 60 for two, obviously. I love the math because it's very simple. I can do it.
Me too. Me too.
Kids, 5 kids, yeah. 7 kids. Scott alluded to that earlier. Perhaps you have, you know, count up your kids and your grandkids, and maybe for some of us even your great-grandkids, And I dare say that if God has blessed you with resources at all as an American, you can afford to do what the average person in some other part of the world couldn't do.
Yeah.
God has blessed us with resources, and of course we know that, how did you put that earlier, something about God asked somebody about hoarding, that woman?
Yeah, she said the message you got from the Lord was, why would you hoard what is not even yours? I mean, it's not even our stuff. It's not even our, I mean, our breath is his, our days are his, our life is his, our stuff is
his.
We
can't hoard any of that.
It all comes from him. And so the message she got and wanted to share with other people was, don't hoard what is not even yours. This is not even ours to begin with. And I know I've talked about this before. You've been to you've been to Israel, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Israel, but I know it on the map, and maybe someday I'll go. But I know it on the map, and I've seen there on the map. I know you have the Sea of Galilee, right. And the Jordan River that comes out of it, and then you have the Dead Sea down here. Yep. And the Sea of Galilee, everything is alive.
That's right.
I mean, everything. All manner of plants, flora, fauna, fishes, different kinds of fish. I mean, everything. It's life. And it flows into the Jordan River. And then at the end of the Jordan River, it goes to the Dead Sea, and there's nothing. It's dead. There is nothing there. Now, there are some other probably geological reasons why there is the Dead Sea, and it is what it is. But I'll tell you one of the things that I think it is. The Sea of Galilee has an outlet. It flows from the Sea of Galilee, and it's not dammed up there. But there is no outlet of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea, it simply goes there and pools, and it dies. And I think the blessings, that's like blessings in our life, that God wants us, he blesses us so that we can bless others. We have been blessed to bless. That's why we've been blessed, that we might be more like the Sea of Galilee, not like the Dead Sea, that he would bless us and we could flow through us to other people, that God would trust us. We said many times, I know God can do it without me, but I don't want him to. I don't want to miss the blessing. I mean, think for a second, not to get to Sunday school, but think for a second, what an awesome thing it is that God, by blessing us, has trusted us to be his hands and feet, that we might pass that on to others. I mean, it's just an awesome, it's not a responsibility, it's a pleasure, it's a joy. So today, when you're curing a child of leprosy, you are much more like the Sea of Galilee than you are like the Dead Sea. And I hope you'll call right now. Toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. 50 kids this half hour wait on your call at 800-979-1980.
$30 does that for one child, $60 for two, $90 for three, $120 for four, and so forth. And again, that number, 800-979-1980, or you can give online. Just go to WABA.com, click on the banner.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years.
And now when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
I'm Pastor David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. I've been in the ministry for over 30 years now, and because the Lord has continued to bless my business endeavors, I've never had to take a salary from the church, which has been a huge blessing in my life and a great way for me to give back to the Lord's work. I'd like to share with you my thoughts on the importance of the family business. You know, these days, people send their children to college to learn a trade that no one in the family has done before. They move away, they work for someone who doesn't love them, and then they trade their infinitely valuable time for a little bit of someone else's money. The old plan was to get a job but lay aside each month and later start a family business. As the owner, you leverage the time of others and earn off hundreds of man hours per day. It's called financial leverage. The added benefit is that each generation teaches the next and builds on these skill sets, and your children have the competitive advantage of experience. That's a great plan for potentially creating generational wealth. Tradeway offers you the vehicle to start such a family business by teaching you how to trade in the stock market. Perhaps you're intimidated or confused by the world of investing, but Tradeway is here to help you break down that confusing world of finance so that you can understand it. We're not your typical big Wall Street investment advisory firm. We keep it fun, simple, and personal from day one. We offer our students a powerful education on how to trade in the U.S. stock and options market, coupled with sound investment advice, and all from our family business. We're here to help you reach your biggest goals through taking small steps. Join us and bring your family.
Join us at the National Conference Center, Leesburg, July 12th and 13th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
I am very depressed and I don't want to live. If I could die, that would be the best thing for me.
Isn't that unbelievable? To have somebody say, really say and believe, I'd rather be dead. I don't want this. I'm shunned from society. I'm taken away. My family is taken away from me. In certain parts of the world, and, you know, and not to get too super spiritual about it or to seem to be combative about it in any way, having been to Africa now 14 times, and I know you've been to Africa a billion times, Don, we have seen there is a war, there is a battle going on for the souls of men and women,
yeah,
especially in Africa, and not everybody's religion is the same. A lot of people have, in kind ways or other ways, they would like to convert you to a different religion. You can imagine how we can get the attention of a village, of a family, of a father and a mother, even the chief or the chief of a tribe, the chief of a village. You know, the chief that's in charge of 2,000 people. Like I was just in Africa, I was just in Niger just 2 months ago, and this village has 2,000 people. Well, this man who is the chief of the village, he's in charge of 2,000 people. So if we can go in there and cure leprosy and we get the attention of that village, we can see a mass conversion for the Lord in a part of the world that is really a strategic part right now. And there is great effort being made to Muslimize all of Africa, well, the world if they could, obviously, but certainly all of Africa. And we have an opportunity to get attention for the truth, capital T. For all, what's true for all people in all places for all times, the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So a call today and cure a child of leprosy. We have $740 left this hour, this half hour, to be able to cure 50 kids of leprosy. So we have $740 left And if you'll call right now, you'll be a part of curing a child of leprosy. When you call, toll-free, 1-800-979-1980, 800-979-1980.
You mentioned that village and others like it, and certainly it is the biblical pattern that Jesus himself illustrated. The miracles that he did were always intended to not simply meet a physical need, mm-hmm. as critical as the need would be, especially in the case of leprosy. But it was always an intention that it might open the heart to the gospel. In fact, he criticized the crowds who came just for the loaves of fish and bread. He said, you've just come for another meal because you heard what I did the other day, and you like the idea of a free meal, but he said, you're missing it. That bread represents the bread of life. And yet, on the other hand, when you have someone who is suffering from an incurable disease and the master walks by, can you imagine blind Bartimaeus not following Jesus? In fact, he usually had to tell the lepers, some of them at least, go back to your village. No, I don't want you following me all over. I want you to go back home, and I want you to tell your community, your village, what the Lord has done for you. Be a testament and a testimony. But the intention was always to open their heart to eternal truths and eternal values so that not only could the body be cured, but the soul could be saved as well.
You know, I've said to you before that I'm the fishing uncle in my family, extended family, and I'm the one that when the kids were little, they'd say, you know, Uncle Scott will take you down to the lake. Go fish with Uncle Scott. So my brother would send his daughters. My other brother would send his daughters. I'd be my twin boys, my daughter. At one time, it was me down there with like 10 kids, eight kids under the age of 10. And it was brutal. And I remember one time, it was winter time, and a whole family gathering. We were all down at the lake. The kids and I were down at the lake. And my niece, wearing a big old puffy jacket with a little fur along the hood, and she just got too close to the edge, and she slipped into the water. And, I mean, she dropped like a stone. I mean, she was just gone. Mm-hmm. At glub. In 1 second, she was down. And you know what? I didn't think about it. I didn't pray about it. I didn't wonder if I'd have enough energy, and if at the end of the day there's enough left over, then maybe I'll do something. None of that. I reached down and grabbed her and pulled her out. And that's what we're doing today.
That's right.
There's a child today that has leprosy. And you might say, you know what? I don't have to pray much about that. God's already prepared me for that. I don't have to. You know, if a child is about to walk out in front of traffic and is standing right next to you, you do not pray about it.
You just do it.
You just do it. You know the right thing to do. You're in a position to save a child, and so you do it. And so there are some things. It's not heretical to say, I don't have to pray about that. I know the answer to that. God put me in a position to save a child from a lifetime of shunning, to restore dignity to people in another part of the world, people that I will never meet in this life, but Lord willing, sometime, someday in the air, I will meet them, and I don't want to say to them at that time, you know what? I never thought of you. You never crossed my mind. I was doing other stuff. Today you have a chance to say, you know what? I'm going to consider people that are half a world away. I'm going to reach down and rescue a child, or two, or five, or ten. $740 left to get to 50 kids this half hour. How many will you save from leprosy? When you call right now, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days, or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain
conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939,000, and we ended up getting $970,000. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Now, you may have hurt your neighbors. You may have hurt yourself. But the one sin has offended the most is God.
Dr. Tony Evans takes a look at the true meaning of repentance.
Worldly sorrow is you got caught. Godly sorrow is I've hurt the heart of God.
Discover the key component of the turnaround you've been praying for this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on WAVA.
Straight from Scripture. That's what a trip to the Holy Land is. It's far more than a typical vacation. It's a place where, tucked away amid windswept deserts and rocky cliffs, is a journey into the origins of belief, where we can connect with the depth and power of our relationship with Jesus Christ. A trip to the Holy Land is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to a place that gives visual dimension to our faith. Register today and let's experience Israel together. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, or call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school, but financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
The Discover the Word group is studying through Paul's New Testament letter to the Galatians right now, and in week two, exploring chapter two this week, they discover that a major confrontation between two heavyweights in the early church is part of the conflict that this letter is addressing. Can it really be true that keeping the rules isn't what gets me in with God? Is it really all about grace? Don't miss the conversations this week on Discover the Word.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
Hey, a wonderful opportunity to make a difference. So much of the world's pain and difficulty probably feels be and seems and maybe is beyond our reach. I mean, there's some problems that are just so deep and so wide in terms of scope, we say, I can't fix that. But these are ways in which you can fix a problem, if you will. I mean, really make a difference. A life-changing, even a life-saving difference. When you pick that phone up and call 800-979-1980, American Leprosy Missions, a great ministry that is really doing the work of the Lord in a very reflective way of what the Lord himself did. He healed the lepers. So it doesn't get much more specific than that.
You know, isn't it something to think that we can, obviously we're not Jesus. We can't do things the same way he did. But when Christ was asked by the man with leprosy or the men with leprosy, you know, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing? And Christ said, yes, I'm willing. And today, you can do the same thing. You can say, yes, I'm willing. And it's easy to do. And I hope you'll call right now. We have a goal this half hour of curing leprosy in 50 kids. That's $1,500 total. Maybe you take $300 of that or $500 of that right now by calling this number, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Call right now.
And you can do it online as well. We're all set up for you at our website. Just go to WAVA.com, and you'll see the ALM banner there, American Leprosy Missions. Click on that, and you can give any amount you'd like. Again, if you want to give $30, you can do that. $60 for two kids. $90 will provide a cure. We mean a cure, not just a fix, but a forever cure for that child if they can just get that medicine to them in time. You can do that with your calls. 800-979-1980. At our website, WAVA.com. Thank you for being with us this hour.
For those who love contemporary Christian music, CCM Magazine is a must-read. Explore the latest redemptive music and the culture it impacts by starting your subscription today. Visit CCMMagazine.com.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.